The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I would have paid Chris Paul whatever he wanted for the next 2 years.
It is a risk, but it's a risk you got to take. I mean, if they're going to be competitive, and frankly, I think LeBron going to the Lakers, I mean, unless they somehow get Kawhi Leonard and somebody else on top of that, I don't think that team's any better than Cleveland, and now they've got to beat both Houston and Golden State.
I don't think the Lakers are just saying, okay, we got LeBron and we're just going to run with that. I wouldn't be shocked to see Kawhi Leonard out there. I wouldn't be shocked to see DeMarcus Cousins out there. And if they can make some moves like that, suddenly it's interesting. The problem is, I think LaVar Ball is kind of what's keeping Lonzo from being traded, because it's hard to get the right value on Lonzo Ball because of LaVar Ball. I think he will fit in with LeBron James on the court. I do wonder what will happen if LeVar starts to bother.
Because LeBron's not going to mess with that. I'm sure he'll go to Magic and say, get rid of this guy, and they'll get pennies on the dollar for him.
Yeah.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. Fail you are. At AJ is the real adjunct. No, with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you wish to join the people watching us online on the live stream, it's at ESPN975.com. Just click on Watch Us Live.
It seems like the good thing to click on if you want to watch us live.
You'll see AJ wearing black. You'll see me wearing Maple Leaf blue today. In honor of John Tavares.
You super excited about that?
I am excited about that because it's very rare when you get a player of that caliber actually becomes a free agent in hockey at this age. I mean, he's in the prime of his career. And suddenly, now with the Leafs, you've got two top centers and a third-line center who's better than anybody's third-line center. And that's one of the key things, obviously, you have to have is be strong up the middle. So, I mean, this has got a chance to be, you know, Crosby, Malkin. I mean, they can compete with anybody there. Now, the issues are defensively they're not quite there. They've got a lot of second and third pairing type defensemen. They don't really have a number one. But, hey, the Penguins won 2 years ago without Chris Letang with that kind of a lineup. So, you know, and they're going to have some cap things to deal with the next couple of years. They're going to have to pay Matthews, who's going to make more than the $11 million that Tavares got. They've got to pay Mitch Marner and William Nylander. But the way this contract structured, it's $15 million, I think, the first 2 years, and then it starts going down to average 11. So I think they'll be able to keep everybody, and they got a lot of young depth. So I'm excited, but, you know, I've been a Leafs fan for a long time. There's a lot of years they win the offseason.
And then they fail.
And then, yeah, I think they're, you know, having a guy of that caliber, is to get him without having to draft him or give up a whole bunch to get him is almost impossible. So it's really cool. But I'm always going to be skeptical because they haven't won a Stanley Cup since I was 3 years old. So, but yeah,
were you a big fan back then?
I didn't become a big fan until I guess it was the 90s. The first time I went up there and got to go to Maple Leaf Garden. And of course they pretty much sucked the entire time I've been a Maple Leaf fan. So. Okay. It's fun to see them get this close and get a guy like this, but we'll see how it plays out. A friend of mine who's an Islander fan was blaming me. He was like texting me all pissed off. It's like, no, I did not get a busload of blue rowdies and take them to New York to try to convince him. I don't think that would have worked. I didn't put up billboards. Hey, Johnny T, go home to Toronto. I didn't do that. Hashtag Toronto Crown. I didn't do that. I didn't do any of that. I just sat back and wore my Leafs day and, you know, Leafs hat and thought, hey, 346 asking Fred, what the hell's going on with my Red Wings? They've got some issues. And, you know, this is the kind of thing, though, that when you pay two guys like you're paying Kane and Taves, and then the Leafs are about to be doing this too, it's hard to keep your roster competitive at the level that it was for so long with that team. You have to draft well, and you're drafting at the back, and you got to have young guys come up and be ready to play.
When I was in my formative years of hockey watching, which basically means when I had NHL 94.
Yeah. that was a good game.
It was the best. I'm telling you. I had it on Sega Genesis. It was such a great game. And I always – my favorite team was the Vancouver Canucks because Pavel Bure was my favorite player. He was an unstoppable force.
He was the Christian Okoye of that game.
He was very difficult to deal with. But I did like – the Maple Leafs were my second favorite team because Doug Gilmore and Dave Andrychuk, and their goalie was Felix Potvin. And people called him Felix the Cat. And I always thought Felix the Cat, the cartoon, was really cool.
And that's like the coolest nickname ever.
So I was like, that's a really cool name. So I liked him.
Yeah, but that was the last time they were even decent. But now, you got arguably, one of the two or three best coaches in all the league in Babcock when they got him a couple years ago. You've got a guy in Austin Matthews, who I've been in love with before they drafted him. That was the best thing that happened was him getting that pick.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be one of the top five players in the league sometime in the next 3 years. And Tavares is a top 10 player. You get that, and they've got all these young forwards. The Marlies won the Calder Cup last year, so they're loaded with young talent that's ready to come up. So, yeah, the cap stuff is going to be difficult, but you've got a borderline elite goalie. Defense is going to be the concern. They've got good players back there, but they don't have that one thing that you like to see on a championship team where you have the one guy that can go out there and play a bunch of minutes and you know, hopefully they can piece it together. So there you go. There's 3 minutes of hockey talk.
All right. That's enough.
I'm so excited about that, though. Buck asking, been out of town for a couple weeks. You guys talked about or watched the show Yellowstone. I have not yet.
I've got it recorded. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it's on my list. I was finishing up some other stuff this weekend, and I kind of need something new, but I'm going to be out of town in a couple weeks, so I don't know that I want to dive into anything that's more than a couple episodes. I have not seen this week's Banshee yet. I'm not Banshee, Preacher.
Oh, I was going to say, what?
Yeah, no, Preacher.
Did I miss something?
I saw last week's, the season opener was pretty good, but I'm not, you know, it's one of those shows that I'll see it when it's kind of like what Westworld turned into for me. Like, it may be Wednesday before I watch it. It's just, I'll watch it and I'll enjoy it, but yeah. Said, I had that game on Sega Genesis. It was the best, and I know nothing of hockey, but I played that.
I didn't either. I didn't know anything about hockey.
Well, and that's the thing. That's how you – I mean, I love stuff like that. Like, I enjoy the I enjoy playing FIFA. I don't know anything about soccer, but it's a fun game to play.
I've heard that. I don't play FIFA, but I've heard that it's pretty good.
Yeah, I think one of these nights, if you get drunk and play FIFA on a trial and see what you think.
I won't do it.
You'll enjoy it because you'll start seeing the strategy in it and all that stuff. And all right, so 936, can I get a shout out for my independent film, The Story of La Llorona?
Good luck.
Yeah, there's your, yeah, I hope you do well.
Fred is also an independent filmmaker.
Well, no, I'm not a filmmaker. I am a
film writer.
Well, I'm
playwright.
I'm a producer.
Oh, a producer, okay.
And hopefully someday an actor. I would love to act in my own films. Of course, I'd love to produce, direct, and act. But I'll have to leave I have to leave all that to everybody else. I'm just going to have my name on it and based on the novel, bye. That's what I am.
Right.
Does that count?
Yeah, sure.
Anyway. Well. 713-780-3776 is your number. Okay, so for the next segment, here's your options. I have non-sportsy stuff.
Okay.
I have some NFL stuff we can dive into. Got all kinds of lists of we could do
NFL.
NFL, yeah.
Let's do NFL.
Okay. By the way, did you see Islanders fans were burning Tavares' jersey? Really, guys?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know a lot about it, but hasn't that dude spent enough time there and haven't done anything?
They haven't gotten any better. They don't even know where their arena is going to be. It's been a mess. They've gone through multiple ownership changes. And, you know, the kid grew up wanting to play for his hometown team, and now he's got a chance to do it. I'm not going to fault guys for that, ever. I mean, and, oh, by the way, it's a, you know, one of the one of the glory franchises. Haven't won in forever, but yeah, it's one of the great franchises in the sport. The richest team in the NHL. And plus the endorsement dollars he's going to get up there. Hometown kid comes back to Toronto. He's going to make $10, $12 million a year in endorsements minimum. So,
Josh says, you followed Rob Gray some. Do you think he, which I loved watching at UH, will translate into being able to perform in the NBA? If yes, I heard he's going to the Rockets minicamp. Could he stick? I'm not going to say never about anybody because, you know, you shoot well enough, you can make it in the NBA. He's just sort of he's one of those guys who needs the ball to be of any use. And I don't think a lot of teams are going to be looking to just give a 6'1 shooting guard the keys to their offense. And even in short bursts, it's hard to imagine that. So I would say he's unlikely to stick with an NBA team. Fun guy to watch in college, but there's a lot of guys like that.
I think he's a guy a couple of years overseas, might be able to come
develop
back
and make defensively. A roster. Yeah. And the way for him to make it is he's going to have to become a point guard. He needs to be better as a distributor.
That's not really what he does.
It's not what he does.
But I think he could learn it over time. But it's not. You're not going to learn trying to make an NBA roster. I mean, I think there's other opportunities out there.
He measured 6'1" and a quarter in shoes. Good luck.
What are you doing with shoes on? Well, but that's also a guy that can make a lot of money overseas.
Yeah.
So, all right. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
I'm my name anyway. Am I crazy or the wind is gone?
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. You see Disco tweeted us, have you seen Alex Jones reporting Democrats will be launching a civil war on the 4th? I'm on the Team Iron Man, just so you know.
Okay. I saw Alex Jones. I was showing you during the break. I gotta find it again. But Alex Jones, not Alex Jones himself, but InfoWars.
Right.
InfoWars.com. they tweeted out.
Frogs are gay.
Yeah. They tweeted out something about someone in New York who had won, and it was basically one more step towards communist having total corporate control, or a communist won in New York, and now there's going to be corporate control in New York. I'm not sure if you know how communism works, good sir. Sometimes I think Alex Jones in that InfoWar, sometimes I think they just throw things out.
Yeah.
And then, to make him sound like he'll throw a couple words out. And then he hopes that people are dumb enough to just read communist corporate control. Oh, my God, that's horrible. I think that's what he's hoping for.
I can't believe this is happening. Of course.
He's really hoping people don't piece things together.
Well, I don't even know if it's piecing together. It's just he's hoping that people have no common sense. And no, to answer your question, Disco, I had not seen it because that's another one of those guys that...
You don't follow real Alex Jones?
No. If somebody asked me, did you hear what Alex Jones said, it's going to be the same answer that I have if you ask me, did you hear what Samantha Bee says? So, all right.
My favorite thing about Alex Jones' Twitter account is his avatar picture. Is this intimidating to you? Is this a tough guy pose? He's got the fist up.
The other fist is up his...
I don't know what he's doing. What a guy.
Well, hey, he's given us lots of entertainment for this show.
Yep. We need him.
And now we have gay frogs, so we're set. All right. I promise you some NFL. How about 10 stories that maybe we should pump the brakes on a little bit?
Okay.
That are being overhyped? You tell me overhyped or not.
Okay.
I can tell you number two, you're going to say no. Number one, I don't know. So here we go. The Patriots dynasty is crumbling.
You think I'm going to say no?
I don't know what you're going to say on this one. I know what you're going to say.
I think yes. I don't think that it's the end. Like they don't have a chance to compete this year. But I do think that the cracks are starting to form, and it's easy to say this. I mean, but
Brady's in his 40s.
In the next couple of years, they fall off.
Yeah, but I don't think it's this year. I mean, they may not be as good this year, but I still think they're a Super Bowl contender. To me, they're still the AFC team to beat until proven otherwise. But I think you can see the end from here. Is that fair?
Fair.
Okay, so not overhyped, but not there yet. All right, this one I don't even need to ask you. Andrew Luck is finally back.
I don't know. I mean, I hope so. The guy's had almost 2 full years off now. I like to believe that he is, but it's impossible to say until we see him play.
Yeah, and see him, and it's good to actually see him throwing the football well again. But until he takes some hits, until that back gets hit, and things like that, I just need to see how. I need to see if he can stay healthy. And I mean, those are the kind of injuries that have kept you out this long that could be really debilitating.
I know it's not popular opinion around here, but I love Andrew Luck. I love to watch him play.
Oh, like, I do too.
I think he's a great quarterback. He's
a good kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, you know, we never talked about this, that Oliver Luck's going to head up the XFL,
yeah, I saw that.
Oliver, when he was with the Dynamo, he used to call in our Sunday show. He'd be driving around and hear us talking, and he'd just kind of call in out of nowhere.
You know,
I always liked him a lot.
Oliver Luck seems like a good dude, and his name is always up, but that guy switches jobs like every year.
Yeah.
Like his LinkedIn has got to just be blowing up.
But that means you're in demand. That's
I guess so.
But, yeah, they obviously did a good – and Andrew, when he played here – I mean, I followed his career in college because he's a local dude and because of who his dad was. I like him. I like when he's healthy and playing well. And yeah, I'm just scared that he's been – because they, on a lesser scale, David Carr'd him by having that crap offensive line for all those years. And mentally, I think he's fine, but I just wonder about physically. So I will say he's not back. I hope he is. Here's one that I pretty much know your answer on. Lamar Jackson is threatening Joe Flacco's job right now.
I mean, they're invested in Lamar Jackson now, and they have got to be on, you know, at their wit's end with Joe Flacco. But I imagine until Joe Flacco just totally craps the bed, and as long as the Ravens are in contention for this year, Joe Flacco's got to be their quarterback.
The Rams are the best team in the NFC.
Pump the brakes.
Yeah.
They're good. I still don't fully trust Jared Goff as a franchise quarterback.
I don't either. And now you're going to have year two of Wade Phillips. I know he's got some nice players back there, but I don't think the Eagles are going anywhere. And there's no reason why Carson Wentz can't be everything he was before he got hurt, if not more. I think if Kirk Cousins makes the Vikings better, that's a damn scary team, too. I'm going to say pump the brakes on that. How about this? Alvin Kamara's star will keep rising.
Oh, can it get any higher?
I don't know.
I think he's going to have a bigger role this year than he did last year.
And that could work in reverse, though.
Could. I'll say no, because I expect the Saints to sort of regress a little bit, too.
Sam Darnold is ready to beat out the veterans.
My lean is yes. The Jets, they're not close. They're in no need they're in no need to rush the guy. I think they may take it slow, but I bet if you asked the coaches there, that they'd probably prefer to just go ahead and go with Sam, but they want to take it easy with him, I think. But of course, and I'm not like saying that because, and I am a Darnold fan. I'm not saying it because I'm a Darnold fan. I'm saying it because,
well, there's no reason to play
the guys there aren't anything special.
They're not garbage either. You can throw McCown out there, you can throw Bridgewater out there, and those guys aren't garbage quarterbacks.
But the problem is, even if Darnold is special, they're not winning the AFC East.
No, and they're probably not a playoff team.
Probably not.
Unless he comes in and pulls what Deshaun did last year and does it for a whole season.
Yeah.
49ers ready to emerge as a playoff contender.
You know what? I said when they got their quarterback, I said, you know what? I said Shanahan's the right coach. I believe that. They finally got a quarterback. I thought it would take them at least a year before then, but it's starting to look like with what we saw last year, it could happen this year. Now, normally what happens with quarterbacks once they get into their second year, they regress a little bit. And this is Garoppolo's second full year as a starting quarterback. I mean, people have film on him now. I expect him to regress a little bit. Doesn't mean he can't still be a good player. It's just kind of the way I feel about Watson. But it's hard for me to imagine Garoppolo maintaining what he did over the 7 or 8 games that he played last year in San Francisco.
It will be interesting to see because Shanahan ran he ran Shanahan's offense perfectly.
Yes.
And, yeah, if you remember, there were stretches where Kirk Cousins ran Shanahan's offense perfectly and then struggled. All those guys. I think they'll make some adjustments, and then how he adjusts and how Shanahan adjusts to that will tell the tale on them. But I like what I see out of him. I think he gets what Shanahan wants to do. Now he just got paid off of one stretch. So we'll see. But I like this football team. I would say from a coaching staff perspective, I think they're a playoff contender, yes. I'm going to say that is not overhyped. Chicago's offense is going to be amazing.
I'd pump the brakes on that.
Well, they've got, you know, obviously Mitch Trubisky is going to have to take a step in year two, but he's got a much better offensive coach this year. And, you know, if he can get out of him what Andy Reid did, and hell, I mean, when Nagy was calling plays last year for the Chiefs, they were terrific. So I think they upgraded there. They've got some nice little pieces there. And if they can use those right, which I think you will.
They've got one receiver in Allen Robinson. And that's, you know, their offensive line's better. It's funny now, their offense. Now, as soon as Jay Cutler left, they're like, okay, let's focus on this offensive line. Poor Jay Cutler was up there getting murdered.
No, but I think they're going to use Tariq Cohen a lot like they did.
Forte.
No. Kid in Kansas City, I'm blanking on. The woman beater.
Oh, Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, yeah. I think they're going to use him a lot like Tyreek Hill. And they're going to be able to run the football.
Jordan Howard's a good player.
Yeah, they've got a good running game. The thing is, are you going to get that big step out of Trubisky this year?
And
that's a big question to me, so I can't say they're going to be amazing. So I'm going to say overhyped. All right. Saquon Barkley makes the Giants a playoff contender again.
No. He's a running back. I mean, yeah. I just can't imagine one running back changing that much.
Well, I think he's really good. I don't think he's, you know, he's not Adrian Peterson in his prime. And then finally, John Gruden is going to fail.
I don't know. That's to be seen. I tend to think when you've been away for that long, it's very difficult. But I do believe in Derek Carr. I think if he can get if they mesh up well, I think they can do something. I think at the end of the day, the Raiders have probably overcommitted to the guy, and it's going to be hard to.
No, it's going to be hard to get out from under that.
Yeah,
it's going to be like folding aces when you've got a board full of all spades and you got the two red ones. But all right, we are going to take a very quick break. Got our football segment in. I got more football. I got more non-football, non-sports, whatever you want to get to. So Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Never going up, never going up, no, no.
Why? Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, weird things that get my attention. Apparently there was the 2018 Aviation and Aeronautics Forum was in Atlanta this week. Boeing unveiled the design for a new hypersonic passenger aircraft that could hit speeds of up to Mach 5, which is close to 5 times the speed of sound. And basically, it would be able to go from New York City to London in 2 hours, which the record was 2 hours and 52 minutes by the Concorde, which I always thought would have been cool to fly on until it crashed. But, I mean, this thing looks like a spaceship. And I'm wondering, you know, why we haven't, I mean, I think we've had the technology to do stuff like this for a while, haven't we?
Yeah.
So it would be kind of cool. I mean, obviously you're not going to have every route for that, but suddenly if you could cut in half something like a trip to Australia, that'd be pretty badass.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. How long would it take to get to Vegas?
Well, from here?
Yeah.
Probably about an hour, I'm guessing, not even that. Well, I don't know. I think because to get up to that speed and then to slow down, it probably wouldn't get. But I think you wouldn't want to use it for trips like that because that's only a three-hour flight anyway.
What about to like Seattle or for when you fly to Canada?
Yeah, because it's 4.5 hours to Calgary. Now
that's a long flight.
But I'm not going through Calgary this time. I think I'm going through Minneapolis. So it's like 2.5 and then 2.
But if you could get a direct flight to Calgary and it would take you an hour.
Yeah, I would do that.
That would be appealing.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't want that to be all these planes. You can't use that to go to Dallas.
No, that'd be nice.
No, we're going to have a train for that.
2 minutes to Dallas.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You got anything you want to get to here?
Well, did you want to go more sports, or did you want to go with some non-sports? I know you did say you had some non-sports.
I do, but I still got plenty.
Let's see what my favorite non-sports story of the day was. And I guess most of these are going to be for our next segment, so I don't want to burn too many of these.
Well, I'll tell you what, we can do this because somebody asked, has the Attorney General made a ruling on the legality of the poker rooms yet? Any updates? No, because there's not really any way they can shut them down without changing the law, which, and frankly, I don't, if I'm them, that's not a fight I really need to get into because, you know, they found a pretty good loophole that you'd have to change the law. And if you change that law, then you're taking away our ability to go play on a golf course and bet and things like that. I mean, it would be a very onerous law, which I don't really feel like they need to do.
No.
But
well, what's the benefit?
Yeah, exactly. 713-780-ESPN. I also had they ranked all the defenses. I'm just going to give you the top five.
And in the NFL?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, same site. 5 Eagles. 4 Steelers.
I'll go too high.
Yeah. 3 Ravens.
I'll go too high.
Feels too high. 2 Jaguars.
That sounds pretty good.
1 Vikings.
That sounds about right, too.
They have the Rams 7th and the Broncos 6th.
Where are your Houston Texans?
Well, they're not mine. You know that, right?
They're yours.
No. No.
Deshaun Watson could play defense, you would claim them.
I want Deshaun Watson to do really well. And Deshaun, I know you probably listen to the show because everybody does.
I doubt it.
Whatever you do, don't blow out your knee.
I think if I were a professional athlete, I would never listen to these shows.
No, I would listen to us because we're fun.
Not me.
And then and if you're a Houston athlete, you know you're going to tear him down, so they'll want to hear that.
I never tear down Jose Altuve.
Well, ever. But he's already so far down there because he's so short.
See, look at you. What? That's why I wouldn't listen to that show if I were him.
Oh, he knows he's short.
He didn't need to hear it from you.
Why not?
Because it's inappropriate.
Jong knows he's short.
Jong's also a short.
I know I'm ugly. What's the difference? Your Houston Texans check in at number 8.
Dang.
But I think they're expecting J.J. Watt to come back and be, you know, superstar.
That sounds like a I'm going to go with that's too high.
Yeah, I think it's too high. I mean, they'll be better.
I think they'll be better, too.
I think just getting back to having Romeo Crennel run the defense.
Where were they last year?
I don't remember the exact number.
They were 32.
Were they 32? Yeah. Well,
I think they'll be better.
Well, okay.
But I think they'll be somewhere between 8 and 31.
What kind of range is that?
But 9 and 31.
Yeah, you might as well say they'll be anywhere.
I'm just saying 8 is
too high. Narrow your damn range. So 8 is your high, but narrow.
No, the 8 is where they have them. I say it's going to be lower, so I'll say between 9 and 31. Because they're going to be better, but they're not going to be as good as these guys think.
Really? I'll say they'll be between
8 and 13.
Okay.
I think that's a range for you.
I think they'll be between 12 and 20.
Okay. I still narrowed mine down to 5 and you did 8, but that's all right.
12 and 13 and 19.
No, that's okay. I'm just saying
13 and 18,
8 to 31 is a little bit.
Well, I was being sarcastic because I said they'd be better, but they're not going to be as good as that.
No, I think they'll be significantly better. They've made some great additions, I think, especially in moving Kareem Jackson to safety. I think the safeties are going to be better than they've ever been on this team. And he still needs some work at corner, but if they can get the pass rush going again, that's
what do you mean? Important. Kevin Johnson.
And, yeah, they still need work at corner. And I think Romeo Crennel taking that defense over will be much, much better than what they got last year from a scheme standpoint.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I think they'll be better, but I think putting them in the top 10, that would be a huge improvement. I think they're going to improve, and it'll be significant, but I don't know if they're going to improve from 32 to 8.
No, I don't think so either.
Unless J.J. Watt is the old J.J. Watt, unless Clowney has the best season of his career, Honey Badger stays healthy and has the best season of his career.
Yeah, that's asking a lot.
Well, none of that's impossible, but none of it's likely either. All right. Oh, you know what I forgot to tell you?
The name game?
The name game.
The name game.
Listen for your chance to win in the name game.
Jong, jong, bo bong.
Where we call two names, and if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize.
Is one of the names today Jebediah?
I'll let you know because I'm reading the thing. When I get to the name, you'll hear the damn name. Can't you wait? Can't you wait for the name?
Is one of them going to be Bubba? Why are you talking like that?
Can you not just let me read this?
Go ahead, sir.
A $50 gift certificate to Stag, provisions for men. Whether you're in need of casual wear, dress clothes, or just new beach digs, Stag has what you need. Unfortunately, we are not the show giving it away today. Charles Palillo gave away today's prize to John, since he was the first caller. Congratulations, John, for being today's winner. Who was today's loser?
I don't know.
One? That's very racist to go for a John over a Juan. All right. Quick break. One last segment to go. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsnet 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Guys, got to tell you real quick about Triangle Energy. There's a lot of energy companies out there, and they are offering you different things that sound enticing at first glance or at first sound. But they might not be that great. Sometimes they'll say free weekends, free days, free first week of the month for free, cash bonus, and you're like, oh man, that sounds awesome. But then you find out you're paying a higher rate, or there's additional fees on your bill. That's not awesome at all. Triangle, they keep it simple. The rate that you see is the rate that you pay with Triangle Energy. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. No charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. Just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call at 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TriangleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. And now's the time to do it because energy rates are still going up. So you want to jump in before they peak in the July and August months. So give them a call now, 877-93-EAGLE or TriangleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
All right. A couple of things real quickly here before we get on to the dumbass report. But League City Blake says, I've been in Boston for a week. I just landed, and geez, it's great to hear y'all talk sports again.
Wicked.
The other thing I want to mention, and you're lying if you say no to this, but everybody on the planet sings along to the Patriot Software jingle. Yep, Jong's nodding. I know he does. Every time I hear it,
I don't know that I've heard it.
Oh, you've heard it because you've sung along with it too when we've been on break. You just don't remember. I do. Everyone does. So, all right. There it is.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Yeah. Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur.
I guess I've never heard it.
Yeah.
Okay. Or I've never paid enough attention to it.
Yeah. Keep your time and money. I sing along with it every time I hear it on the station.
Okay. That's an effective ad.
It is. And then the second part of it where they go higher on the money part. Never mind. Just do the dumbass
part. All right. Let's go with this. Imagine you are...
A dragon?
Nope. How about you're about to go to jail?
Okay.
You're 26.
I really thought she was 18.
And you're at a courtroom in Mississippi.
Oh, and what did I do in Mississippi?
You were on an outstanding warrant for a grand larceny charge. And when you were ordered into custody, you asked the judge, "Can I please kiss my wife before you take me away?" And the judge was kind enough to say, "Sure." Suspect went into the courtroom audience and was about to hug his wife, when instead he kind of did a stiff arm move on her, like a swim move.
Yeah.
And made a run for it.
Okay.
Here's... imagine how unfortunate your luck has to be for this to happen. The court circuit clerk in that particular courtroom is the third-ranked triathlete in the state of Mississippi. So in a suit and tie, the circuit clerk, he said, his quote is, they ran about a quarter mile, and it was late June heat, obviously. He's trained for a half Ironman in Atlanta right now, so this was good work for him.
Yeah, he got in a little light workout.
He said that I just ran behind him until he couldn't run anymore. I said, eventually, he just ran out of gas. It was pretty funny. Bond was booked with resisting arrest and fleeing. He was elected First Circuit Court in 2008, according to the county website. So...
Yeah, but that's just bad luck.
Because that is bad
if
luck.
You get like some big porky guy...
That's what you're hoping for.
Yeah. You're probably getting away.
Okay, now I'm going to put you in the shoes of another man. The shoes of Charles Folk. You are 40 years old.
It'd be nice to be 40 again.
And you are... you've been released from jail.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Wrongly convicted.
Of course.
See, I got lawyer advice to plead guilty even though I wasn't guilty. That's why I was in jail.
So it's your big day. You are going home, and you say, "Well, I got to get a cab home. I don't have a car, so I'm taking a cab home." You go 30 miles to your home. You get home, and then neither your sister nor your roommate can help you pay the $70 cab fare.
Oh, jeez.
So,
who do you trust?
The cab calls the police, and he goes directly back to jail. Come on, man. $70? You can't come up with that?
Yeah, that's not good. Next time he's going to sell enough smokes in jail so that when
that'll
he gets
be
out,
the move.
He'll have the $70.
A woman hid a plastic handcuff key in a chicken sandwich at a Florida State prison, has now been sentenced to 30 months. She was trying to get the sandwich with the plastic handcuff key to her husband, who is serving time. Police records say she purchased a sealed chicken sandwich, unsealed it, heated it in a microwave, and then gave it to a correctional officer to search. Investigators say the officer found a plastic handcuff key in the sandwich. The arrest affidavit says Denninger went through three prison fences, four gates, and a metal detector. Her personal items had gone through an X-ray scanner per the Florida Department of Corrections, and she still got this plastic key through. And then finally, this woman was topless, also in Florida, by the way. And she was driving a front-end loader, and she crashed into an apartment building. Oh, drove over a car and then crashes into an apartment building.
I'm guessing drugs or alcohol or both were involved.
No, she needed her clothes. So she crashed the loader into the top floor, which let her climb into her apartment, get some clothes, and get out.
Oh, boy.
She's been arrested.
Yeah. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We will do it again tomorrow before we take a day off. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, A.J. Hoffman.
Thank you, sir.
Decent job, me.
May I have another?
We will do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.